perfect weekend for me would be if, of course, Man City beat Chelsea in the Carabao Cup final. That would be fantastic for silverware of the season. But if Manchester United were to beat Liverpool, oh yes, come on, United. I reckon if Liverpool beat United, Liverpool will win the Premier League. So let's hope that Manchester United will be able to do it at Old Trafford. I'd like your advice anytime between now and 12 o'clock about how you support Man United. Do you just sit down and watch? You know, is there anything particularly exciting about how they play? If you have any big stars, anyone I should be looking out for? So let us know. You know, when I watch City, I just see the ball pinging around and all these superstars, the maestros, the magicians of football, completely in control. Will I see this when I sit and watch Manchester United? And do they have the ability to beat that amazing Liverpool team? Do let us know. 0289033105. I played this a few moments ago and got a bit of reaction to it. It's not often that I would play it, but there's a lovely ring to it. There certainly is. It's a glorious sound. I'm learning the words for Sunday. The Reds, not just the Reds, but the Reds of Manchester. Come on, United. Willard has a point to make about this. Willard, good morning.
How you doing, Frank?
I'm doing well. I'm going to be sitting. I'm just checking what time this is at. It's around about 2 o'clock on Sunday.
2 o'clock kickoff, Frank.
Yeah, Manchester United against Liverpool. So when you sit down and you're about to support Man United, are there any other songs I need to know to sing? Any chants that are broadcastable?
No, what I could do is I could rent you one of our shirts if you want, Frank. I could rent you a shirt for the day.
I've borrowed a shirt. Johnny Hero is giving me a shirt. I will be there in full...
Oh, is he giving you a shirt?
Yeah, full regalia.
Here, we're all rooting for... I think Liverpool's going to win this league, no problem, because we want you to be a one-season wonder, you know?
I suppose you are a United fan, yes?
Oh, we're at WF Motors here. We're all United fans.
Okay. So I want you to talk.
We actually have a Liverpool fan here, Lauren.
Well, tell Lauren that I am totally against her this weekend because I'm seriously concerned about Liverpool winning the title. Now, I know that United fans are also worried about Liverpool winning the title because United have won it 20 times, Liverpool have won it 18 times. You know, you're not going to be caught by City just yet. You're concerned that Liverpool will catch you. So you are hoping that City are going to win the league, aren't you?
No, definitely not, Frank. Here, Liverpool have never won the Premier League.
Oh, no,
won the league, but never the Premier League.
Yeah, but hold on, you count the league. When you talk about your 20, you count the league before the Premier League. So if you're counting that in your 20, Liverpool can count their 18 in there as well.
Yeah, but we've won, what many times have we won the Premier League? 13 times out of what?
Yes, but your banner says 20 times. So Liverpool fans can say 18 times and they're getting very close to 19 times and the only people who can stop them from getting the 19 are City, so you'd need to start supporting the Blues of Manchester.
Here, Frank, apparently I heard the whole team's going to get the hair done blonde like Aguero. Apparently he plays better when his hair's blonde.
He's playing absolutely brilliantly at the moment. There's no question about that. The whole team he mentions. So who should I be looking out for? Let me speak to Andrew on this line. Andrew, good morning. Andrew has disappeared like a snow off a ditch, but William is there. Good morning, William.
Hiya, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, William.
Just to let you know up front, I'm a Liverpool fan, by the way, big man.
All right,
so,
right.
I think that's shocking that you're saying you're going to change colours just for the weekend. Well, that's absolutely disgraceful.
Hold on. Who should I support over the weekend? Should I support Liverpool? Should I support Man United?
You should be an impartial party enjoying a football match. You should always support your own team regardless.
But I can't be impartial. If Liverpool win against Manchester United at the weekend, chances are they're going to win the Premier League at the expense of Manchester City.
Frank, there's still 12 games left in the league. Anything can happen. I think it's going to go up to the last two games. I really, really do. I think it's going to go up to the last two games. Now, we've had a few hiccups due to injuries and stuff, and we've lost a good part of 7 points over that, but there's still hiccups to come. So there's still Champions League to go forward. There's still cup finals to go forward. So there is, where injuries and stuff can play a part. So there is. So I think it's going to go down to the last couple of games of the season.
You are worried about this game, aren't you?
No, I'm not really worried. At the end of the day, the one thing that all United fans should look at is that it's the same 11 players that have been playing for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer and haven't been playing for Mourinho. Me, personally, as despicable as a football player. You should always play for your shirt. You should always play for your team. But regardless who your manager is, you're getting paid enough money to do what you're paid to do. If we didn't turn up and didn't do our job, we'd be pulled. So it definitely, I think it's absolutely despicable what them players have done.
It is a very good point that you make. How on earth they didn't play for Mourinho, but they are playing for Ole. It is a very good point.
It's the same. Look at the Chelsea players at the minute. They're doing the exact same thing. You know what I mean? I understand that they need to play together. They need to have that camaraderie. I get that. But when you're getting paid X amount of pounds every week to show up, and you should leave everything on the pitch. You should come in absolutely exhausted, and if you haven't given your best, then you shouldn't have your shirt. Plain and simple.
I can't argue with that one, William. Thank you very much indeed. Jeepers, there's more Liverpool fans calling me than Man United fans. Andrew's a Liverpool fan. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Yes, Andrew. Andrew, I've just been straight about it. I want Man United to beat you on Sunday.
Definitely no chance, Frank. No chance.
Why do you say no chance? Because, you know, United, they've won what something like is a 10 out of their last 11 matches, and they haven't been beaten since Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, with the exception of the European game, since he arrived.
Well, after Sunday, it'll be fatal as well.
You think Liverpool are going to beat them? Tell me why you think Liverpool will beat them at Old Trafford.
Well, we have to beat it because he's put the pressure on us. You know, if we get beat, he's win, he's go top. It'll be hard to catch us. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you on that. I think if indeed Liverpool lose the match, Manchester City will go on to win the Premier League. Stormin Norman is a good man. He doesn't only clean out your drains, but I'll tell you, he knows football. Norman, good morning.
Morning, Frank. How are you?
I am very well, Norman. You're a lifelong Manchester United fan. No better man to talk to me. I'm going to sit in front of the television on Sunday and I'll be watching Man United. I'll be cheering on for them. Now, tell me about their players. They have a boy called Paul Pogba. He's quite good. Have they any other big stars?
Well, I just listened to a Liverpool fan saying about not playing for Mourinho. That man turned into being nothing but a moan. And he complained too much about the person in front of the press. I keep thinking he was looking his way out anyway. Get his big cheque and cheerio.
So you're speaking up on behalf of Manchester United players. They didn't deliver for Mourinho. They are delivering for Ole. So come Sunday, you know, I do say with tongue in cheek, if they any big stars, they have a team full of big stars. Can they beat Liverpool?
I think they have the ability to beat Liverpool, but Liverpool's playing very well. But Frank, there's a dark horse coming up in the inside rails.
Spurs.
And that's Tottenham.
Mm.
Yeah, Spurs are playing very well, and they need credit for what they've done this year.
Mm-hmm.
And let's face it, they've been playing without Harry Kane.
Yeah.
And they're still getting results. It's a very tight league. It's a good league this year, really and truly. Arsenal and Chelsea possibly are going to drop out of the top four. But of course, I want United to beat Liverpool. And to be honest, I don't mind if City do win the league. Because I think it's only borrowed. Anyway, I think once Ole gets his hands on the job, which I think he deserves, he's done an excellent job. He's put the fun back into Old Trafford again. And he's relaxed the players. And the players respect him because he was a player himself. And that makes an awful difference too. If you haven't played the game, Frank, I don't think players of top quality respect the manager if he hasn't played the game.
Well, Ole is certainly being respected by Manchester United players, and with a bit of luck, they'll excel on Sunday. It's Norman, thank you very much. Frank has a quick point. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm good, Frank. I want to speak to Fred in a moment, who's going to give off to me here. Do you think it's okay for me to support Manchester United, me as a City fan?
Well, Frank, I must admit, I would rather see Manchester City win the league than Liverpool, and I am a Manchester United fan. There was only one other small point that was brought up there in regards to the 11 players. Solskjaer, since he has come in, has allowed the 11 players to play the way they are playing and should play. He's not dictating how he wants them to play. You sign Paul Pogba and you don't let him play as a free spirit. You tell him to be restricted. So a lot of those young players like Pogba, Lingard and such like, they were in the junior team at Old Trafford when Solskjaer was helping with that team. So they have a lot of respect for the man before he actually left. So they're letting them play football the way they should play football.
Can you beat Liverpool?
Definitely. Of course we can beat Liverpool, Frank. Come on now. Of course we can beat Liverpool.
Of course you can. Of course you can. Never doubt it. Yes, Manchester United. Go for it, kids. Fred is on line two. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Frank, and how are you?
I'm very well, Fred. I'm bedecked in red here. I'm surrounded by...
I never thought I'd see a day you'd wear red.
Yes,
you are nothing but a traitor.
Man United flags all through the studio here, Fred.
You're nothing but a traitor. I don't care. I'm a true Aston Villa fan. I love my team. I support my team. Even when we were relegated, I still follow my team proudly. Still wear a shirt, even if Birmingham City were to help us win the league, and it came down to the last game of the season, and we needed them to win, I'd rather win it on my own bat as get help from the rivals.
Would you not support Birmingham City if they were playing against Millwall and they had to? Millwall were going for the title, you were going for the title, and you were going to be deprived of it if Birmingham failed to win. Would you not support the team from the other side of town?
Not in a million years, Frank. No way would I ever support the Blue Noses. No way.
But that's, to use the nose term, that's cutting off your nose to spite your face.
It might be, but I'd rather win the league on our own merit.
Yeah, but you win a league on your own merit. You win the league on achieving a higher tally of points than any other team in it. And that's what I'm hoping that Man City are going to do over Liverpool.
Well, then, if that's the case, you don't need Man United to beat Liverpool. You need to win it on your own merit and go and get the points.
All right. Is Fred making sense there, or indeed would most people agree that, you know, you need other teams to beat your opposition as the season goes by? Continue to give me advice on how to be a Man United fan for one weekend at least.